85. Verbs followed by participles.
Speaking and listening.
If you want something done well, do it yourself.
Listen.
Hello, George.
Oh, hi, Carol.
You've had your hair cut. It looks very striking.
Yes. I sent to the hairdresser. I'd like it cut short at the front and left long at the back. And he had a different idea. He's very creative.
Uh-huh.
As you can see, I had it cut short at the sides and left long on the top. Oh, I'm just beginning to regret it. Oh, have you been shopping?
Yes, buying paint.
Are you having your flat redecorated?
Well, I'm not having it redecorated. I'm redecorating it myself.
Oh.
You know what they say. If you want something done well, do it yourself.
Yes. From now on, I think I'll cut my own hair instead of going to the hairdressers.
Listen.
Oh.
I saw you coming. I was looking through the window. You've been to the hairdressers, then?
Yes. Now, be honest. What do you think?
Well, it's very...
Striking?
Yes, that's a good word. It's very striking.
I met Carol coming out of the paint shop. She said it was striking. And there were two people sitting behind me on the bus. I heard them talking. One of them said, "That's very striking."
How do you know they were talking about your hair?
Oh, I'm sure they were. I could feel them looking at it.
It was your imagination.
Maybe. What's that smell? I can smell something burning.
Probably your ears, if everybody's talking about you.
Ha-ha. I can definitely smell something burning.
Ah, yes, you're right. I think lunch is ready. It's steak. Very well done.
What needs doing?
Listen.
How are you getting on with your novel, Max?
Well, there's some good news and some bad news.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is that I finished it. And believe it or not, I found a publisher who's interested in it.
What's the bad news?
The publisher says it needs revising.
Revising?
Yes, it needs revising. He didn't say whether it needed lengthening or shortening. All I know is that it needs changing. He was a bit vague about it, actually.
What's he like?
The publisher? He's very nice, but he hasn't published many novels. His company publishes books about cooking, mainly.
Maybe you should include some recipes in your novel.
Yes. Perhaps that's what he meant when he said it needs revising.
Max, I was joking.
Oh, were you? I see. Still, it's not a bad idea.
Stop worrying.
Listen and repeat.
Stop worrying. Avoid working too hard. Start taking it easy. And keep smiling.
Listen.
Max, I wasn't being serious.
Sorry?
About the recipes. I was joking.
Yes. What do you think I should do? It's a real problem.
Well, first, you should stop worrying. You're still young.
What do you mean?
Well, a lot of famous novelists didn't begin writing fiction until quite late in life. Daniel Defoe, for example. Anthony Burgess.
That's true.
Just keep writing.
Oh, writing's no problem. I don't mind writing. In fact, I enjoy writing. But I can't keep revising the same book, can I? I mean, I wouldn't mind being famous when I'm 65.
But you'd rather be famous when you're 35.
Yeah, or sooner if possible.
on trying.
Listen.
Morning, Max.
Oh, hi, Angela.
Any more news about your novel since the other day?
Yes. There's some good news, there's some bad news, and there's some very bad news.
Ooh.
The good news is the publisher definitely wants to publish it when I've revised it. He keeps on saying, I'm sure it'll be a bestseller.
What's the bad news?
The bad news is that he wants to change the title. He doesn't like A Dangerous Game.
And what's the very bad news?
The very bad news is that he wants to call it A Delicious Grape.
What?
I told you, he publishes books about food. I think I'll give up trying to get it published.
No, try another publisher.
Well, I did find one other publisher who was interested, but she publishes books about animals mainly, so she'd probably want to call it A Desperate Gorilla or something.
Well, keep on trying.
Song.
Going, going, gone.
Well, I couldn't stand living in the city anymore. I'd felt like leaving many times before. The night was cold, the sky was black. I put my best foot forward and I didn't look back. I was going, going, gone. Going, going, gone. Well, I hated the city and I wanted to forget it, but I couldn't help wondering, am I gonna regret it? The rain was falling, the wind was blowing. I put my best foot forward and I kept on going. I was going, going, gone.
Going, going, gone.
Well, I don't regret leaving the city that night. Country life is hard, but I'm doing alright. I can't imagine living any other way. I'm not contemplating leaving, yes, I think I'm gonna stay. But if I ever have to leave, there's one thing that I know, I'll put my best foot forward when it's time to go. I'll be going, going, gone.
Going, going, gone.
Attitudes.
Listen.
How's your steak?
Oh, fine. You know I always like my steak very well done.
Yes, but in this case, very well done is a euphemism for burnt.
Never mind. When we were talking about my haircut before, you said it was striking.
Yes.
Was that a euphemism for ridiculous? When you said striking, you really meant ridiculous, didn't you?
Well, no, I wouldn't say ridiculous exactly. It's a bit unusual.
Yes. It's not exactly what I had in mind when I went to the hairdresser's.
So when you came out, you weren't too happy about it.
That is the understatement of the year. But no, I quite like it, actually. It's very...
striking?
Exactly.
Special English.
Listen and make notes.
I wonder which hand you're holding your pen or pencil in, the left or the right. Well, whether you're right-handed or left-handed, you might find this interesting. I'm going to give you some facts and figures about left-handedness. First, the percentage of people who are left-handed. The figure is about 10%. In other words, about 1 person in 10 is left-handed. Do children inherit left-handedness from their parents? Well, if both parents are left-handed, about 50% of their children will be left-handed. However, if both parents are right-handed, only about 2% of their children will be left-handed. So there's a great difference, 50% against 2%. Do right-handed people and left-handed people have different personalities? It is widely believed that they do. In right-handed people, the left hemisphere of the brain is dominant. This is the thinking hemisphere. This means that right-handed people tend to be logical, good at mathematics, interested in words, and so on. In left-handed people, the right hemisphere of the brain is dominant. This is the feeling hemisphere. This means that left-handed people tend to be interested in the whole of something rather than the details, to have musical and artistic talents, and so on. Here are some examples of famous left-handed people. Michelangelo was left-handed. So was Leonardo da Vinci. The Spanish painter Pablo Picasso was left-handed. So was the English writer H.G. Wells. The actresses Marilyn Monroe and Judy Garland were left-handed, and so was Charlie Chaplin. How about you? Synopsis.
Dialogue.
A Delicious Grape by Max Taylor.
You see, Max, it sounds good.
Well, it certainly sounds unusual.
That's an understatement, Max. It sounds original. It sounds exciting. Just imagine people all over the country going into their local bookshops and saying,
"Have you got a delicious grape?"
I'm sure it'll be a bestseller. It just needs revising, as I said.
Well, I'm still a little worried.
Stop worrying, Max. Trust me. Don't you want to be rich and famous?
Well, I wouldn't mind being rich and famous.
Your coffee, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Sir?
Thank you.
I mean, I really want to have this novel published.
Yes.
But I don't want it to change too much.
Max, when you say changed, you mean spoiled, don't you? You don't want it spoiled.
Well...
Max, trust me. Your novel is not going to be spoiled. It'll still be the same novel. It just needs a new title and a little revising. For example, your chapter titles.
What's wrong with the chapter titles?
There's nothing wrong with them, Max. They're good titles. Impossible Dreams, All Numbers Are Unlucky Numbers, An Unfortunate Accident, Irresistible Temptations, and so on. But they could be more striking, more dynamic. You could call the chapters Dreaming, Gambling, Disappearing, Stealing, and so on.
Well, I'm not sure.
Don't look so unhappy, Max. Everything's going to be fine. Have a grape.
Oh, thanks.
Delicious.